Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The economics book, Big Ideas. Simply Explained by DK is a comprehensive guide that demystifies the complex world of economics for beginners and those interested in understanding how economies function. This book is part of DK's Big Ideas series, which aims to simplify complicated subjects through clear writing and informative visual aids. The economics book covers a broad spectrum of economic ideas, theories, and figures that have shaped the modern economy, tracing the evolution of economic thought from ancient times to the present day. With its easy-to-understand graphics and straightforward explanations, it makes the subject accessible to readers who have no prior knowledge of economics, as well as providing a refresher for those who wish to revisit economic principles and concepts. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, historical development of economic thought. The economics book provides a chronological overview of the historical development of economic thought, highlighting key economists and their contributions from various eras, from early economic ideas in ancient civilizations to Adam Smith's Invisible Hand. The book explores how economic theories have evolved over centuries. It delves into the contrasting ideologies of capitalism and socialism, examining how these frameworks have influenced global economies. This segment of the book helps readers understand the roots of modern economic practices and the diverse perspectives that have shaped them over time. Secondly, Principles of Microeconomics and Macroeconomics, Splitting the Vast Subject of Economics. The economics book tackles both microeconomics and macroeconomics. Microeconomics focuses on individual and business decisions, covering topics like supply and demand, market structures, and labor markets. In contrast, macroeconomics looks at the economy as a whole, discussing issues such as inflation, unemployment, economic growth, and fiscal policy. By exploring these principles, the book equips readers with the understanding needed to grasp the economic forces at play in their everyday lives and the broader global economy. Thirdly, economic policies and their impact. This book delves into various economic policies implemented by governments worldwide and their impact on nations and individuals. It covers fiscal policies, monetary policies, and trade policies, providing examples of how these policies have been used in response to economic crises or to stimulate economic growth. The discussion includes critical evaluations of policies like austerity, quantitative easing, and protectionism. Readers gain insights into how policy decisions affect economic stability, employment rates, and inflation, offering an informed perspective on current economic debates. Fourthly, globalization and economic systems. The economics book analyzes the phenomenon of globalization and its significant impact on world economies. This section explores how technology, free trade, and increased global interactions have led to the interconnectedness of economic systems. Discussions include the benefits and challenges of globalization, such as the rise of multinational corporations, the shift towards a gig economy, and issues related to economic inequality and environmental sustainability. By understanding these dynamics, readers can appreciate the complexities of navigating the global economic landscape. Lastly, the future of economics. In its final chapters, the economics book looks toward the future, speculating on the direction of economic thought and the challenges that lie ahead. Topics such as digital currencies, automation, and artificial intelligence are discussed in relation to their potential impact on economies worldwide. The book also considers the economic implications of demographic changes, climate change, and resource scarcity. This forward-looking perspective encourages readers to think critically about how current economic practices can adapt to future demands and challenges. In conclusion, the economics book, Big Ideas Simply Explained, is an essential read for anyone seeking to gain a fundamental understanding of economics without being overwhelmed by jargon or complex theories. It is particularly beneficial for students, educators, and professionals looking to brush up on economic concepts or those interested in making informed decisions in their personal and professional lives. The book's clear explanations, practical examples, and visual aids make it accessible to a broad audience, encouraging critical thinking about economic issues that affect our daily lives and the global community. by providing a comprehensive overview of economic principles and their real-world applications. This book empowers readers to understand and participate in economic discussions more confidently. If you would like to support DK, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.